too. We have a lot to talk about this hour. I guess we should start out with one of the most discouraging headlines in quite a while. The CDC votes 15-0 to require COVID bioweapon injections as mandatory part of all children's immunization schedules, including down to six-month-old babies. Humankind is annihilating itself with Department of Defense weapons. Remember, these shots are DOD property. They were designed and requested by the DOD from Pfizer and Moderna. They told them their specs. Here's what we want. The DOD owns them. These are weapons. They're not public health tools. Now, if a country has no children, it has no future. And I swear to God, I have never seen anything more insane than what's going on right now with our children in terms of parents giving these poor little helpless kids these death injections. And they have heart attacks, they have strokes, they're dead. And now what has Pfizer come up with? But no, Moderna. Moderna has come up with what they claim is a cure for heart damage after someone has developed pericarditis or myocarditis or who has had a heart attack. And the injection has to be given not intramuscularly, but directly into the heart. I have no idea what's in this shot, but they're actively marketing it now. So the insanity is only aggregating. Every day it becomes worse. It's intensifying. Anyhow, it's crazy. You there, partner?
I'm here, Jeff. Good evening.
Is it?
No, we'll pretend like it is.
Yeah. Again, the CDC panel unanimously voted 15-0 to add COVID DOD, Department of Defense, death shots to childhood vaccine schedules. Okay? That's the truth. And that happened in this country today. And if you had told someone that this would be the case a few years ago, they wouldn't have believed you. They would have said you're crazy. And I probably would have been one of them. That's just too crazy. But it's happening. All right, tell us a bit more about this insanity. It's infanticide is what it is.
Well, I'm not a legal expert by any means, but my understanding is that giving the vaccine, if we can call it that, this type of status, getting it onto the childhood vaccine schedule, confers some immunity.
Financial immunity, yeah.
Yes.
They're part of the legal vaccine schedule, yeah.
Right, so it's no longer under EUA. It's now part of the childhood vaccine schedule, and as such, it gives them protection for the whole general population. In other words, they're immune from liability, essentially, unless you can prove a hard and fast case. But just remember that the vaccine court is both judge and jury.
Right.
For anybody bringing a case. I mean, this is a joke.
Here, let me read the... there's another vote tomorrow on this to apparently finalize it. This is from the Gateway Pundit. On Tuesday, yesterday, the Gateway Pundit reported that the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices would be voting today, Wednesday, on whether or not to include the COVID-19 vaccine as part of the Vaccines for Children program, the VFC program. The Vaccines for Children program is federally funded, that means we pay for it, that provides vaccines at no cost to children who might not otherwise be vaccinated because of their inability to pay, according to the CDC. The CDC buys vaccine at a discounted rate for distribution to registered VFC providers. Children who are eligible for VFC vaccines are entitled to receive those vaccines recommended by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Today it passed. They voted 15-0. No objections, no abstentions, nothing. Tomorrow they will be voting for the immunization schedule in its final form. That's it. And I don't know how many they're giving children in California now, for example. I think it's close to 40 by the time they're, maybe it's 60 by the time they're 18. But there's some lunatic doctor in California who said, let's give all the childhood range vaccines to all these kids at the same time in one shot.
Yeah, I had heard that.
That is real close to just mass execution on the spot.
It sure is. You know, obviously the vote was fixed when they convened on this decision. So they're just going through the motions and putting up the charade as they've done all along.
How are these kids at 3, 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and 8, and 10, and 12, and 14, and 15, how are they supposed to make a mature, intelligent decision on whether or not they want any of this shit put in their bodies? How are they supposed to do that? They can't. So because helpless, we're going to make that decision for them. Excuse my language, but it is worse than that. This is when we found out that the Department of Defense owned these vaccines and contracted with Pfizer and Moderna to create the vaccines. I'm using the term advisedly, as you know, to create these bioweapons to suit their specs. This was hidden. It was hidden in the Pfizer documentation, which was released through a court action. Now we know. This is a biological weapon under the full auspices of the Department of Defense. Is that something you want in your body? How about your six-month-old child? And all of you listening know damn well what's going on out there. Mass death. That's what's happening.
Yeah, right under your nose. And it's business as usual.
It's so easy to hide large numbers of deaths when you own and control the media. It's no problem. And I will still say that tens of thousands of Americans a day are being killed with these shots. And
I agree.
Someone can prove me otherwise. Good luck. I don't think it'll happen. And there's little Rochelle making her little statement. These people are not human. They're ghouls. They're ghouls.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get Rochelle to speak. Will you speak, Rochelle? I don't think she's going to speak. Yeah, America's new face of health and enlightenment. They all lied about the vaccine stopping transmission. You all remember that now. They finally admitted that, no, it was never tested to see if it would block transmission of the COVID virus.
And so nobody's outraged.
No, I am absolutely dumbfounded at the tragic stupidity and incompetence of the American public to do anything that's right anymore. They just don't do anything for the most part. Now, that's not to knock people who are, and there are some, but where are the people out with placards? Where are they? Okay, here's this wretched Rachel. Let me hear what she has to say. Hold on. I didn't preview this, so let's just see. Hold on.
That person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving
the virus.
Fully vaccinated people are at a very, very low risk of getting COVID-19. Therefore, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected. We have all the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it. A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also to break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
Find every single...
God, the lies were absolutely through the roof, and they're continuing. So it's not going to stop. They'll continue to lie. What is it, 30,000 Americans a day are still getting shots, and most of them are getting the new bivalent booster? I think it's 30,000.
Along with the flu vaccine at the same time.
And will you tell us what's in the flu vax? What do we know about that?
Well, we don't. I mean, people are saying that it's mRNA. No, it's not the mRNA yet. And you would be able to tell because it needs that cold chain storage to be viable. But, you know, that's not to say it couldn't be anything else. You know, there's many ways to make recombinant vaccines or vector-based vaccines. Nobody knows what's in these needles or injections anymore. But if it is the actual flu shot and they're giving it at the same time as a gene transfection, as in the COVID shot, that's a problem. Because the mRNA transfection requires that there's some immune suppression to make the transfection successful, so you begin to produce the spike protein and then proceed from there. But if you give a flu shot at the same time, aren't you wanting an immune response? But instead you get nothing. So they contradict each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, when has this ever been about health? It's not about health.
No, it's about population reduction. That's what it's about.
It's getting rather blatant. I mean, they didn't even have a dissenting vote today.
Not one.
It was unanimous.
Not even
15
an abstention.
To zero.
Not even an abstention.
Nope.
I don't know what parents are going to do, those few parents that are left with children, and I don't see many children around anymore. I don't know what they're going to do when they have this vax schedule that they have to give their children or the children won't be allowed in schools. Well, that's a good thing. We don't want our children in government schools, okay? They should be taught at home by parents who are, and it's very easy to teach children at home. It's not a problem. It's all online for you, and you can probably pick your flavor. Hard patriot, light patriot, Bolshevik, whatever. But you can teach your children at home. And you get them out of the damn schools.
That's the only option. It really is. You know, one way or another, you hand them over to these indoctrination camps, and then they'll be killed either quickly or slowly or.
It's not going to get better. I don't like saying that. I don't like being negative. We try to handle this as well as we can. This is the biggest story, the biggest horror in recorded human history. Understand that. And we have, all of us, front row seats to it. Unfortunately, many of the people sitting in the front row seats are turned around looking away from the playing field. They don't get it. They just don't understand that they are the targets, they are the victims, and they are more than expendable. And this is a very difficult thing to report on. I mean, we care, as you know, you care, as we know, and yet we have to deal with this. And we do it as honestly and with the most integrity that any two people can muster. And it's been a remarkable effort on Erica's part to research this whole thing turning up information that makes dots connect properly. You can connect dots all day, but if you do it wrong, what good is it? And some of the word salads we're seeing from some of the so-called experts now are insane. What was the one today that you sent it to me? Wait a minute. I got to find this. I hope I can find it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was all about
Karen,
brain.
Karen Kingston. She's saying no spike protein. The so-called spike protein is a nanocapsule or nanoemulsion. I think that's what this is about. They're quoting her on the Beef Stew program.
Yeah, they're on a new crusade now to persuade or convince everybody that there's nanobots.
No spike.
There's no spike. That's all a fabrication. Despite the fact that we can find it in the deceased and in the affected organs and tissues.
And Arnie Burkhardt has gone back into the autopsy game of trying to find spike
and he's finding it. And his most recent announcement was that they did find it in the brain, and that the cells of the brain, neurons, or I'm not sure which cells, but those cells were actually producing spike. It wasn't just that spike was being produced somewhere else in the body and then making its way to the brain. No, the brain cells themselves were actually transfected with this mRNA and had begun to produce spike. Is it any wonder these people are dead?
No.
And it was supposed to stay at the injection site.
Oh, what a lie. What a grotesque lie. Honestly, a junior high school student could figure that out. Any major biology class he or she took, the blood doesn't stay in the musculature. The musculature is being fed by capillaries and veins, and it's constantly be. You ever see anybody with big muscles? What do you see? You see huge veins sticking out everywhere. So no, doesn't work that way. And we knew it, and we said it, and you all knew it.
Oh, they knew it before this because they had done the biodistribution studies in rats and mice.
I couldn't agree more. Ryan Cole has a new video out. So does John O'Looney. I've got to get that posted so you can take a look at it. Unfortunately, it's rather long, but he's calling it now a genocide, which is spot on. It's what it is. You want to play Ryan Cole now?
Yeah, that's only a couple minutes.
3:50. All right. Okay, here we go. Compounding mechanisms for death. Compounding the mechanisms for death. This is Dr. Ryan Cole, and he's come a long way. He's a brave soldier, and he's doing the right thing. All right, here we go.
We know that spike continues to circulate in micro levels, and this sequence that should, an mRNA is supposed to break down, in normal mRNA does. And that's the problem we're having with these shots, is that pseudouridine that's substituted into this synthetic mRNA is persisting.
For how long do you think it's persistent for?
Well, it's interesting because there's a study by Dr. Bonsall in the Journal of Immunology that showed circulating spike protein in exosomes up to 4 months after.
Okay, we've heard that before. We had some kind of a confirmation that it was viable and producing 4 months after injection. Now, let's watch where this goes.
So we know even 4 months later the spike is still present. One would suppose that it's still present, the sequence is still present making that spike. So the big question is, who in the world has shown when, even in a mouse model, even in a hamster model, ferret model, monkey model, when the cells stop making spike protein? The answer is no one knows, because no one's done the study. There's not one study in the world that I've been able to find yet that here's when, in any biological model, the spike protein ceases to be produced.
So you've had now...
Okay. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means, potentially, once you've been jabbed, you can produce mRNA-induced spike proteins for the rest of your life.
That's
the possibility. That's exactly what we're looking at. No one can find an off switch. There was never really talk about an off switch. They just said it would dissipate, or some nebulous language. It's lies. So imagine you may well be producing deadly spike protein, and I don't care what Karen Kingston says, for God's sake, with her new curly locks and makeover and all that. It's all showbiz. Come on. To deny spike proteins exist is so absurd and laughable. And it's apparently, I didn't see the beef stew program. I'm not saying beef stew said it, but apparently Karen Kingston is being credited with saying that there are no spike proteins. That's not at all what it is. So, I mean, seriously, we've got to get to the point where they can't be dismissing these things out of hand like this without being called to the carpet for it. It's ridiculous. It's not a nano capsule or a nano emulsion. It's a spike protein. It's a protein. And you know what it does. We're going to talk more about what it does.
There have been a number of reputable, competent labs and scientists that have now looked at these things, and the consensus is that there is no graphene in these vials.
Okay, pay attention. This is a really important. Go ahead. No graphene in the vials. No graphene.
There is no graphene in the vials. No. And so what people are believing is graphene toxicity is it's not. They've been led down a rabbit hole. A rat hole, and they're not understanding the biology of what these injections do. They're so far astray right now. It's unfortunate, but you know it's become a cult.
Amen. All right, let's go back to Ryan here.
Samples from bodies from autopsies of about.
And yet, but here
we think he's being interviewed by Steve Kirsch. Just so you know.
And in any biological model, the spike protein ceases to be produced.
So you've had now samples from bodies, from autopsies, of about 23, 25 patients. You've looked at three so far.
And there's spike protein present. There's spike protein in heart. There's spike protein in brain. There's spike protein in liver, but there's no nucleocapsid. And these were deaths proximate to, in most of these patients, their second shot.
Now, here's a man who works in this field, and he's finding spike everywhere. And yet, apparently, the statement is being made that there are no spike proteins. It's like saying there are no viruses. The earth is flat. It's a psyop. These are all psyops.
Yep.
And the sheep are being played like trough feeders that they are. It's not their fault. I don't blame them, because they've been brought up to feed at the trough and look at the flat screen and think that they're being informed. No, they're being conned and programmed. Anything to add? I'll go back to...
No, I agree. I agree. It's... Yes.
All right.
And so, how proximate to the second shot are these?
The one was 5 days out. Another was a couple weeks out.
The actual peak of the death is like 5 months out.
Correct.
Do you want to comment on that? Because you saw the...
Yeah, it's an aggregate of multiple mechanisms. Activation of other viruses, you know, spike causing clotting, mitochondrial fatigue. And I would suppose in all of these, those mechanisms, and there's multiple more. You saw my talk this weekend, it's about, you know, anywhere from 12 to 20 mechanisms. But the compounding of those mechanisms over time are obviously causing chronic disease. A great example of this is Dr. Malhotra in the United Kingdom, a cardiologist, prominent cardiologist. His dad was healthy, well, had a good cardiac exam. After his second shot, about 6 months later, his dad passed away.
Severe coronary disease.
So all these little mechanisms, the spike causes inflammation in the vessels. That's the primary route. Every organ in your body has vessels in it. So if you're causing chronic inflammation in the vessels, you're causing a chronic disease that eventually can lead to failure. In his case, severe atherosclerosis that he didn't have prior. So that's the question, is all these mechanisms, instead of like a wildfire where we see people pass away quickly from probably anaphylaxis from polyethylene glycol, in these patients we're seeing a more of a smoldering wildfire until the burden of disease and the burden of inflammation finally adds up to incompatibility with life.
So you could easily be killed by the vaccine a year out, 6 months out, three months?
Based on your data sets, you know, that we've looked at from around the world, it's, you know, 5 to 6 months seems to be the peak. But there's no reason, again, based on the lack of studies, that it couldn't happen, you know, within that 1 year period of time.
Amyloidosis is not necessarily confined to 4, 5, or 6 months. It can be a slow fuse. It can go a year, year and a half. I don't know. But it to put these in a basket like that is a little tricky. But understood what he said clearly. It's quite obvious that they know exactly what this is doing. The Department of Defense is not the Department of Dummies. They created this whole thing. They put it together in terms of what they wanted. And they licensed and paid Pfizer and Moderna to create it. This is a weapons system. As we've been saying for a long time, this is a bioweapon. It is not a health-enhancing vaccination. I'm not sure there even is a thing, but in particularly referencing this case, it is a killer. It's anti-life.
And let's not forget that in David Martin's research, he turned up that this thing is classified, defined as a scheduled toxin.
Perfect. Yeah.
And you're injecting it.
Yeah.
For some benefit.
Yep. Okay. To jump back to the CDC just a little bit. We all know that the early regimen is to get two shots, and then you get your third shot, and that's your first booster. We have people now on their third boosters. They're up to six shots. Now, you told me earlier that, and I didn't see it, but I know it's true, that Novavax, which is maybe the worst choice of all, we don't know, in terms of vaccines, but it is composed of, theoretically, absolutely nothing but biologically active and viable spike protein. That's all Novavax is supposed to be. And that has been certified now as, go ahead, finish.
That now qualifies as a booster if you've had your primary series. Oh, yay.
And it gets even crazier because, Erica, of course, children under the age of 5 have a child diluted version of the vax or the booster. They don't give them adult doses. No.
I haven't seen anything like that.
You never will. They're giving these little children adult booster doses, adult shots for the preliminary couple. There's no child watered-down version. I've never seen one word about it.
I thought there was one for Moderna, but as far as
in the very beginning, there was talk, but I don't think it ever was rolled out. I never heard another word about it. Never. So
the booster here, the super booster, that's just, it's doing a number on adults. So you can just imagine what it's doing on children. I don't believe there's a child size dose. I mean, maybe somebody who's administering these things can confirm that. But
we've never heard of it, and you would have seen it in all of your wanderings and diggings. No, it's not there. Okay, there is a. I wish I don't know if I can put my hands on it. Do you I know where it is. All right. Anything? Let's see. Anything else you want to add while I look this up? Tell us about your 9/11 call experience today. What's going on with that? For everyone out there, you can listen in your hometown to what your paramedics and EMTs are dealing with every day, all day, around the clock. Go ahead.
So today, this week has seemed unusually busy. Just back-to-back calls. There were a few people who had collapsed, not breathing. The most striking one, though, was an 8-year-old child. They didn't say exactly what it was, but and that's just the thing. You never hear the conclusion of how things turn out. I mean, you just hear that they were transported to a hospital or they declined. And with this, I'm not sure what the outcome was. So, but that's, you know, an 8-year-old kid.
Yeah, what's an 8-year-old disturbing. Kid? Come on. There's another one. You just get another one. No problem.
And there was some sort of medical emergency at one of the urgent care, not urgent care, just a doctor's office, medical facility.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder, did the guy get his booster? So there's a lot of calls like that, just back to back. And then there's just ordinary run-of-the-mill ones. Somebody's life alert goes off and may or may not be accidental. And then smoke alarms going off inadvertently. But there was a lot of medical emergencies, I would say. There was every 20 minutes or so.
That's pretty busy.
That's busy.
Yeah. Okay. Are we ready to do Cove Fifi? What else?
We could do the pumpkin patch. Let's do the pumpkin patch again.
Okay.
As a prelude to this topic.
Hold on, I've got to get to my page. The heck? Okay, there we go. Now I got it. Get on the page here. Okay. Oh, I hope you've seen the picture of the reptilian cookbook on the homepage. That's pretty good with Herr Schwab dressed up like a chef crawling with insects. Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay, where is it? Where's the pumpkin patch? Did he take it down? What date was it? What do you have? The 10th?
I sent it today. Then there was no date on it.
I don't have it. Or is it in that group?
No.
I saw it. And I think it got diluted. Why don't you go ahead and read it? I can't find it.
Okay. I wanted to tell everyone about venturing out on my daughter's field trip today to the pumpkin patch. She is at a public school, and my husband and I have been going back and forth about pulling them out and homeschooling. That's a whole other side story. Anyways, the pumpkin patch trip was definitely not what I was expecting, and things have gotten much worse than I anticipated, especially for the kids. First, I am in agreement that it is 5G/EMF that triggers the smell and the shedding of the vaxxed. The school again smelled like lead pencil, burnt crayons, when we met up this morning. I immediately got a headache and felt nauseous. We went on the bus, which wasn't too bad because we had the windows down. The pumpkin patch was in a remote rural area of South Carolina, so no 5G towers nearby, and cell service was spotty. There was no smell out on the farm except for trees, farm animals, etc. The graphene lead pencil smell was only faint if you came close to certain adults and children. The most disturbing part was how some of the kids looked to me. I had to really analyze and do a double take, as it appears you can see the vax now under the children's skin. These were all 5 to 6 year old kids, and you could see blue veins on their faces, arms, and legs. The skin, which should be rosy, seemed almost gray or yellow and see-through. It is like the skin has thinned out like an old person. I was mortified because they looked toxic and very sick. I literally could see the blue veins on several of the kids' temples and foreheads and necks.
Wow.
It looked something looked like something was draining their youth. My daughter is unvaxxed, and her skin does not look like this. 5 to 6 year old skin should look youthful, rosy, and hydrated. These kids looked older than their age and seemed to act out more and have impulse control issues, as the teachers had to keep talking to several of them about their behavior. I was so sad and upset when I got home. I cried for the kids' future. This is so hard to watch. The kids are suffering, and only some of us can see it. We must make sure that humanity survives so we can ensure that this never happens again. We can never fall into this evil, demonic world trap again.
I have one thing I want to point out, and we've talked about this before, that the smells are different according to people's description of them. The one of burning was very interesting. And I didn't tell you this, but I was in a store. I had to go into the store yesterday, and I caught a little whiff of a burning scent. And it wasn't somebody burning incense. It was the smell. I'm convinced of it. So I've smelled the cologne now, and I've smelled the burning scent.
Hmm.
And what we think is going on, and this is absolutely fascinating, is that the cells, the fat that makes the membranes of the cells, is being oxidized or burned. Okay, burned up, oxidized, and that's what we think possibly may be causing the burnt odor that some people are smelling. So the human body cells are being burned up. How can that happen? Well, we're going to tell you in a couple minutes. Is there one? Was there another one with the pumpkin patch?
That didn't necessarily go with that.
Okay, I saw two earlier, and they both have vanished from my screen. So
okay,
all right.
We can mention that later if it's appropriate. But
very good. Okay, now the pumpkin patch is important for several reasons, and most of all because these are children, little kids, and I don't see many children anymore. I know they're in school. But I saw one baby stroller recently. I don't see babies. You know how women used to put them in their little papoose thing and carry them around at the stores and stuff? I don't see that anymore. I'm glad. I think the kids should be kept safe. But I don't know how safe they are if their mother's been shot up and they're breastfeeding or they're still in gestation and the mother stupidly gets the shot while she's actually pregnant. This is incredible to me that anyone would take that kind of a risk. And there is certainly enough controversy out there that the average mother ought to damn well know that this requires the utmost scrutiny before any action is taken, especially if she's pregnant. But they're not doing it. So, crazy time. Okay, let's jump into... I think I've got my story here. Where is it? There was a story, and this came out, this is dated May 31st, 2018, and the title of the story is Cove Fifi, 1 year later, how a late night Trump tweet turned into a phenomenon. This is 2017 May that this happened. May 2017.
31st, 2017.
1 month exactly. Okay. So, just a little quick background. Happy one-year anniversary is the article. This is USA Today. Cove Fefe, C-O-V-F-E-F-E. President Trump unexpectedly unleashed a new word on the world on May 31st, 2017, when he tweeted out a confusing partial sentence shortly after midnight. And the tweet said, only five words, despite, this is Trump tweeting late at night, despite the negative press, Covfefe, comma, that was it. Despite the negative press, Covfefe, comma, close quotes. That was it. He soon deleted the tweet, but instead of pretending it never happened, he leaned into it. He said, this is 2017, May 31st. Who can figure out the true meaning of Covfefe? Triple question mark. Enjoy. Close quote. It's Trump again. Who can figure out the true meaning of Covfefe? Triple question mark. Enjoy. Exclamation mark. Close quotes. He said nearly 6 hours after the original tweet from him went out. And so people did. They wondered what it meant. They wondered how it was pronounced. They wondered why it existed in the first place. Not helping the matter was then Press Secretary Sean Spicer's insistence that Covfefe made sense. He said people shouldn't be concerned about the tweet and the fact that it was up for hours. I think, said Spicer, the president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant. They know exactly what he meant. But did the president know what he had wrought on the U.S. and its culture? The memes, the songs, the jokes? Merriam-Webster weighed in that day saying it regretted checking Twitter. So soon after that, Hillary Clinton jumps in on the joke, writing, people in Covfefe houses shouldn't throw Covfefe, when he attacked her on Twitter. A week later, when fired FBI Director James Comey testified before Congress, a bar in Washington threw a Covfefe party to watch the hearing. And within 2 weeks, a member of Congress introduced the Communications Over Various Feeds Electronically for Engagement Act, also known as the Covfefe Act. It's a joke. It never went anywhere. So there we go. Covfefe. All right, we're going to let you in on a damn big secret here. We won't go into it as deeply as we could, and will probably next time, but go ahead, young lady.
Well, early on in the scamdemic, it became apparent that, you know, this was not as much a respiratory virus as it was a blood virus. It attacked the blood and did really nasty things with the regulation of iron. And one of the things it does, and this may be behind much of the pathology that we're seeing, particularly with the spike protein, is it causes something called ferroptosis, which is basically death by iron overload through lipid peroxidation. And it's very likely that the smell that these people are exuding has to do, the burnt smell in particular, is not graphene. Now, graphene is just carbon. It's not metal. It's iron. You're actually smelling iron. Iron will catalyze all kinds of oxidative reactions, which is why it's useful in the body, but it has to be regulated properly. It has to be attached to a protein so that it's not doing this. In other words, generating oxidative stress that is damaging, in particular, lipids and membranes and proteins and nucleic acids. And I have to think that that is part and parcel of what this Covfefe quote was about. Fe being iron, Fefe, Fe2+, which is a very reactive form of iron.
Fefe, so, iron twice. That's the periodic chart label for iron. It's Fe. So when we talk about oxidation and oxidative stress, imagine the iron playing a role in the literal burning up of fat that composes part of your cellular membranes.
Yeah.
Fat, lipids, lipid destruction, and the smell of burning fat.
Yeah, I think that this is being largely overlooked, even whether it's intentional or out of ignorance. I don't know, but just remember, we had that Dr. Cameron Kyle Fidel in Brooklyn, New York, there that in back in March of 2020, when there was this push to get these people on respirators or ventilators, rather, he was the one to come out and say, this is not the right treatment. You put these people on ventilators and you're killing them. Why? Because it wasn't as much a respiratory issue as it was a hemoglobin issue. These people could not carry oxygen.
And that's why it was pretty much shut down. Shut down completely. And that's why Nurse Anne made the point again and again that the blood of the vaxxed is black.
Yeah.
It has no oxygen in it because the red cell no longer has the iron component. The spike has kicked the iron off the red blood cell, the heme part of the mechanism that delivers oxygen molecules to your body's cells. The iron is kicked loose and runs free. Very, very dangerous.
Well, and it's not only that. Just as bad is the fact now that we know the spike itself is a hepcidin mimetic. Now, hepcidin is your master regulator for iron in the body, how much it absorbs, where it ends up, whether it's stored, whether it's released. And when hepcidin is high, as it would be if you were saturated with spike protein, that keeps your iron stuck inside of cells. And at a certain point, it becomes toxic. It, depending on how much iron a person has, a body burden of iron, that can begin to cause a lot of damage. And cells will die from the oxidative stress. And what happens is the lipids oxidize, which is, you can think of it as rusting or burning or turning brown, and they get destroyed. If you go to a tanning salon, you can smell people's skin after they've been in a tanning bed. You can smell a smell of skin that's been exposed to UV light. There's oxidation going on there. So just imagine if that's happening on a much grander scale internally. And people really do underestimate how toxic iron is. We go through life accumulating iron, and by the time you're middle age, you've got a body burden of iron that is really a detriment. And I cringe when I hear people saying I'm anemic and I've got to go take some iron. That's not always the best solution. Particularly
every time
in this
you
case
eat...
when... Yeah, go ahead.
Every time you eat a piece of red meat, you're eating iron, and that, over the years, constantly builds up in your system. Your system doesn't get rid of iron. It retains it.
No, it does no way of getting rid of it other than phlebotomy, bloodletting. And
now,
what happens is if you've got a high body burden of free iron, you are going to be courting bacterial infections. Because the bacteria once they sense that there's extra iron around, they will wake up and begin proliferating. And in fact, many people don't realize that the blood actually has a microbiome of its own, that when if there's a lot of free iron floating around, these latent or dormant bacteria wake up and begin to proliferate. And that may have something to do with the shedding sickness we're seeing, is that people are that are being shed on are actually struggling with a lot of free iron as a result of the spike protein, and they are reawakening their own dormant infections.
Iron.
It's not graphene, it's iron. Iron is the issue here.
May 31st, 2017. Why did Trump say cove, C-O-V-F-E-F-E, as in COVID, iron? It sounds like a code word to me for an operation, cove fifi, and maybe Trump couldn't keep his mouth shut and he had to be cutesy. Or maybe he did it on purpose so in the future he can look back and he can say, I tried to warn everyone. I said, who out there can figure this out? I challenged them. I challenged all of you. I tried to help you. And no one got it. Maybe that
was
it.
Well, if you were working at Moderna, you might have figured it out.
You would have, yeah, your jaw would have dropped. What the hell is he saying? There was an immediate effort, I'm going to go a little longer with this, from the White House to cover that up. Everyone from Princess Ivanka to Hillary and others kept saying, I didn't hear Cove Fifi. I heard Laurel or I heard Yanny. Laurel or Yanny. Here's a 45-second clip, Todd. We're going to run through this, so hang on, of White House people renouncing the Cove Fifi, which he posted on Twitter in text. There's no Yanny or Laurel. All right, so this is what they claim they heard him say. So this was an effort to cover up what Trump was doing.
It's Laurel.
Definitely Laurel.
It's Laurel. But I could deflect and divert to Yanny if you need me to.
It's clearly Yanny.
Definitely Yanny.
Yanny's a winner. Laurel's a loser.
Sarah, it's been reported that you hear Laurel. How do you respond?
Clearly you're getting your information from CNN because that's fake news. All I hear is Yanny.
Oh, man, that's Laurel.
Laurel. It's Laurel, America. Definitely hashtag Laurel.
Yanny. Who's Yanny?
I hear Covfefe.
The last one was Trump saying, as you heard, I hear Covfefe. Well, Trump didn't even know how to pronounce the Fifi, so he mispronounced it intentionally or through his own ignorance. We don't know. But there was an effort to smear this, disclaim it. It's either Laurel or Yanny. No, it was Cove Fifi. He did it on purpose, and reasons we don't know. Is it one of those things where they always have to tell us in advance what they're going to do? Or was it Trump trying to give himself a place in the future in his biography to say, I tried to warn them, I was threatened, and I put this out, Cove Fifi, and I challenged anyone to try to figure it out, hoping someone would. Would he try that? Or could he just not keep his big mouth shut?
Yeah, I guess we'll never know.
That's quite a story, though. That was an unquestionable reference to what was coming. Cove.
Oh, it had to be. It had to be.
May 31st, 2017. And then the story I quoted from was 1 year later, May 31st, 2018. Go ahead.
That was what, two and a half years before?
Yep.
They announced the scamdemic?
Yep. Exactly.
So he was either mocking us or warning us or something.
It was done, and it was now unequivocal about what it was intended to do and what it was intended to communicate. Cove, COVID, Fifi, iron. No question. The iron is the primary culprit that destroys your blood system. And then the spike, of course, can go on and cause protein misfolding, which builds fibrils, which leads to amyloidosis and amyloid clots. So you've got iron destruction of your cells, and your circulatory system. This is really a truly demonic weapon owned by the DOD. Understand that.
And iron overload, which I suspect is happening in a lot of people right now, either from the vax or possibly from being shed on, it can be slow and insidious, and it usually manifests as fatigue, lethargy.